This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our guy, Georgie. Georgie Music. 3 o'clock hour theme song. It's nice on 104.3 FM WQAM. Crowder was having a little conversation off the air. Was it with Asia? Is Asia going to the grocery store? Because I guess Crowder wanted spinach. She wanted clarification. What kind of spinach? And Crowder thinks that's ridiculous, but I think that's a fair question. Do you want fresh spinach? Do you want frozen spinach? Do you want a can of spinach? I think that's a very fair question by her.
Just spinach.
But I see, because if my wife did that, she would say to me, you know, what do you want? If I said spinach, and then she'd press me, what kind? And I would go, just spinach. And she'd go, if you don't give me the kind, whatever I come back with is going to be wrong. So you got to give me the clarification. So what kind of spinach are you looking for?
Fresh spinach, the big bag.
Fresh spinach.
Okay.
So from the produce area.
Oh, the frozen is probably better.
You see?
It's more. If you ever made fresh spinach, it's a 2 gallon bag and it makes 1 cup of spinach.
Yeah. I stand with Asia on this one because there's many derivatives of spinach. And so you need to be clear.
I'm sorry. I'm a texter.
So I saw on the Dolphins depth chart, Storm Duck and Jack Jones are the starting corners. You weren't here yesterday, Crowder. I don't know if you saw it on the text thread. I have placed a parlay for Sunday. Storm Duck and Jack Jones to both have pick sixes.
Hawk, that's a terrible bet.
$5 pays over $12,000.
It better be a lot of money because that's a terrible bet.
That's so
the best corners in the league get 1-2 pick sixes a year. Both of them are going to get it in the same game.
Daniel Jones. Jack Jones has something to prove. I mean, Storm Duck is better than everyone thinks. This to me is almost one of those things that you just can't pass up. I also bet the Dolphins minus 10.
Oh, I don't hate it.
Right? Like plus 450, I think.
I don't hate it. This defensive front's going to give Daniel Jones hell. We got to stop Jonathan Taylor, but I've been impressed with the linebackers. The new linebackers they have, the linebacking core, so we're not shutting down Jonathan Taylor, but let's keep him under wraps a little bit. And I don't hate that bit.
Rhonda Gadsden's going to join us this hour. I don't ever want to bring up gambling around him when it pertains to his son because I don't see what good could come of that. But just between us four, mm-hmm. I placed yesterday a Ronde Gadsden in the second anytime touchdown at plus 750. So I bet $50 to win 750. I'm sorry, plus 1400. So $50 to win 750. Root for OG. He's going to get a touchdown at some point this season.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining it's going to be around plus 1400, plus 1200, you know, as it goes on. So I'm going to bet him a few weeks anytime touchdown.
I would say, let me watch this first game.
You're going to miss out on $750
if he's playing four snaps a game. I think I'm going to lay off of it a little bit, but no, you're right. I think he gets one sooner or later. Well, won't be bad. He throw $20-$40 on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Let it ride. It's like Merv is hitting a home run. All right. Let's get headlines here. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, by the way, is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd, which is today, by the way. Learn more at Lexus.com. I don't know if you saw Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. He came out with his power rankings for week one. He has the Dolphins 29th out of 32 teams in the NFL.
I'll tell you this, because I've been to a lot of camps. You know, I've been coming on air from everywhere. The Dolphins are not respected in the NFL right now.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Mm-mm. 29th? You're telling me there's 28 better teams in the NFL than the Dolphins? That's laughable. That's laughable. They are not, unless your thought is they're going to spiral quickly, that they're going to lose three out of the first four games or four out of the first four games, and then it's just kind of everything's off the rails. Like, maybe that would be the only scenario. But I'm sorry. You can't tell me they're the 29th best team in the league with Tua at quarterback and Waddle and Hill and Achan, and you go to the other side. Like, I don't get it. I don't get where this this hate is coming from.
I don't think it's hate. I think the narrative, like, we do it every, we talk every day, and you were a 9-win team with Teron Armstead, with Calais Campbell, and with Jalen Ramsey. You added nothing. You added draft picks and, you know, Jack Jones and things like that, but there was
Matthew
no
Judon and Darren Waller. Hello.
They're my age. There was a lot of departures, and in the broader thought of it, there was not many additions to a 9-win team already.
The take nationally, you can go on our Instagram. We talked about this. Our BetMGM affiliates, every time they talk about the Dolphins, they send it to us to collab with them. The take nationally is that this Dolphins team is going to self-combust by week 10. Mike McDaniel will lose his job. He's the favorite to lose his job on every sports book. The hot take everybody has is that Anthony Weaver will be the head coach for the Dolphins at some point this season. And I think everybody still has the take, and we kind of do too, if Tua stays healthy. So you kind of combine the locker room culture situation that everybody think Mike McDaniel's having. You pair that with the fact that nobody thinks Tua can stay healthy. That's where this comes into play, where they just think the Dolphins are going to have this like awful season. It's all just going to kind of self-combust at some point.
I get it. I get that being the notion, but still, to say that they're the 29th best team in the NFL starting the season seems ridiculous.
It's an easy take, but it's an easy take to have, in my opinion. Sure. Like, oh, they heard about, which is why, you know, I'm fine with somebody thinking that the Dolphins aren't going to compete with the top teams in the AFC, and I'm fine with people not being convinced that Tua can stay healthy. Like, those two things to me are fair criticisms of the team, but they're not paying attention to who the Dolphins drafted. They don't know about the Dolphins' talented front seven, one of the deepest units in the NFL, in my opinion. They don't know the fact that Tyreek Hill, despite maybe having some issues with Tua or whatever, like, he's been doing some pretty positive work behind the scenes based on everything that we know. They're just leaning into like the easy headline material to base what they think is going to happen with this team.
But who's our stars?
Tyreek Hill.
For me, Storm Duck and Jack Jones. I got them as the next Sam and Pat.
I'm telling you, there's no Storm and Jack.
Sam Howell and Pat White. Don't misedit me next time.
There's no Bradley Chubb can play. He was hurt. Everybody knows Jalen Phillips can play. He gets hurt. Chop Robinson, he's up and comer, but he's not proven in the league right now. I'm going to let you know, we love Zach Sealer. There's no Sealers jerseys getting sold in the NFL shop. Like, yeah. If you just look, like you're saying, closer to the, we're inside of it, and we know more than other people. But if you look at this team, okay, Tyreek's going crazy. He already quit on the team last season. Tua's about to get hurt, and they really have nobody on defense. I disagree with the narrative, but I think that's the narrative because I've talked to people about it. And once they know you're in Miami, now they want to, you know, they want your opinion on it. And I give it to them. I tell them too. I'm like, listen, I'm not saying they beat the Buffalo Bills and KC, but the Titans and those guys got they're not below them. Who's the three below them, Hawk? That's crazy.
The Titans are above. I swore you were going to say
in the teens.
And they belong in the teens. Three teams below them are the New York Giants at 30, Cleveland Browns 31, and New Orleans Saints at 32.
Crazy.
And they're the fourth worst. That AFC South is garbage.
But it's amazing disrespect towards Tua as well.
But Pro Football Talk, correct me if I'm wrong, that's Mike Florio.
Yeah.
I think they're historically not Tua guys. I could be wrong about this, but from everything I read historically, like, they've always been Tua detractors. They don't believe in him. They don't think he's a top level quarterback. Every time they do like a QB ranking, he's constantly behind somebody, you know, he's better than. So it doesn't surprise me that the Dolphins on that ranking are lower. I've seen other rankings. I have them listed here. The Athletic, ESPN, CBS, like, they have the Dolphins going 8-9, 9-8. Like, that's more the prevailing
thought. Yeah.
And there was the change factor too. Cause like the Raiders, but they have a new head coach, new quarterback. So there's an upside to, Geno and Pete Carroll. There's that upside other places where, I guess in Miami, it's just, we've watched this team for 4 years. We watched McDaniel and Tua for 4 years. They haven't done anything. So why are they going to do something now? And they lost the playoffs, talent and didn't add any talent. Mm. Anyway. Stone Duck and Jack Jones, Hawk, I got you.
But why when Jalen Ramsey leaves, and not that he's like specifically calling out anybody by name, but he's making it known like he didn't like the culture with the Miami Dolphins. He didn't think it was a winning culture. Why do people like believe Jalen Ramsey's right? I mean, this is a guy who...
Because they like to hate on the Dolphins. I'm with you. It's that confirmation bias thing, which is weird. Why isn't the reaction, hey, why would Jalen Ramsey want to leave a team that's gone to the playoffs 2 out of 3 seasons with Mike McDaniel and just had kind of a weird injured season that, you know, had backup QB problems last year? Like, I'm with you. It's like, Jalen Ramsey wanted to leave. I mean, obviously things have gone around, like, what are you talking about?
But Jalen has a history of this stuff too. Like with Jacksonville, he kind of forced his way out. He wasn't happy with the situation. I think it was more contract than anything. But then he leaves LA because he doesn't think their window is open anymore, and they ended up having a better season than Miami. And then he comes to Miami, and now he's not happy with what's going on. Like, I think Jalen Ramsey's a good dude off the field, but he's definitely a prima donna. We know this about him.
I'll tell Jay Ram to his face he's a prima donna. Yeah. I saw him at a charity event with jeans, boots, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat on, and a torn shirt with his nipple out. Like, he's a prima donna. He acts and dresses like one.
That is my look. Thank God I wasn't there.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and you put on top of him, like you said, like almost sneak dissing to Tyreek quitting. Two, the stories about people coming late to practices and nobody really respecting the rules of the team. So you start hearing those following those breadcrumbs, and then a guy that's about to be a Hall of Famer says the culture sucks, and now everything just illuminates. That's where it comes from. That's exactly where it comes from.
By the way, Game Day Uncensored, Sunday on this very radio station, 104.3 FM WQAM, Game Day Uncensored with Solana and Tobin and Omar Kelly. That will begin at 9 a.m., 4 hours leading you up to kickoff. Real quick look at the headlines, because Ronde Gadsden's going to join us to talk Dolphins. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, you'd think Mike Florio made them.
What?
I don't know. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just in case you missed it, you're getting in your car right now. The Miami Hurricanes, officially, according to the AP poll, which was released about an hour and a half ago, are in the top five for the first time in quite some time. They are ranked number fifth. And how about this? Florida moves.
I believe you said they're ranked number fifth.
Number fifth. They're number fifth. Technically correct. Is it not? They're ranked number fifth.
No, they're ranked number five.
Nah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that grammatically could work.
No, it could not. They're ranked fifth, or they're ranked number five. There is no number fifth.
I think that's true, Solana. No, to English.
Well, I differ to beg. So, Florida is number 13. They moved up from number 15, and FSU, unranked, took down Alabama. They're moving up to ranked number 14 or number 14th. So for the first time since 2006, the preseason AP poll in 2006, Florida State and Miami are all ranked in the top 15, fellas.
And one of those teams, perhaps fraudulently, because it's based off a win against Long Island University. But yeah. Two of those, FSU and Miami, for sure belong there.
And just a quick heat note, they announced the date for their annual red, white, and pink scrimmage game this year. A little unusual. We'll start after their preseason slate. Usually it's before.
Yeah.
It'll be October 15th, 6:30 at the Kaseya Center. All proceeds benefit the Baptist Health Miami Cancer Institute. So if you're interested in going to that game, it's always a fun time, and it's for a good cause. Tickets are available on heat.com.
All right.
Los Modelings do play tonight, by the way. Game 2 against the Nationals in D.C. It'll be at 6:45 tonight. Your weather, it is hot. It's 92 degrees right now in Miami. A little less rainy, but you go outside, you're going to sweat. That's your weather.
That is that's a fair assessment. You will sweat if you're outside. I have something interesting. Did you see, by the way, speaking of the heat, I have a basketball story. I got to get to a Ronda here. Did you see LeBron James released his top four movies of all time?
No.
His Mount Rushmore of movies?
He never watched them. Like these books he's never read.
You want to try to guess? Don't look it up, Solana.
Okay, I won't guess.
Don't look
it up. I won't look it up. I won't look it up.
Baby Shark.
You got it already.
No, I didn't.
Yes. What do you think is on LeBron James' Mount Rushmore of movies?
Hawk, what's funny here is that I bet it's very similar to Crowder's Mount Rushmore of movies of all time. That's why I find your dislike of LeBron
right,
so funny.
They're similar.
His are gonna be what people want to hear because he tends to folks. It's gonna be Godfather and those same movies. Those aren't on my Mount Rushmores. I have Pulp Fiction.
I bet you Pulp Fiction's on there. I would put any amount of money that he has Pulp Fiction on his Mount Rushmore.
No, they cuss too much, and he'll offend somebody and won't hurt anybody's feelings.
Godfather, Pulp Fiction.
No, Casino, Armageddon.
No.
Armageddon.
Apollo 13, The Martian.
That's my Mount Rushmore.
I got
confused with LeBron.
Yours is closer to his than mine is to his.
Malcolm X on there. The movie was, I think it was just called X.
Oh, yeah, no, too controversial.
No, he's reading the Malcolm X book in the locker room.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, New Goose.
And Space Jam. Space Jam 2. He's in that movie. Space Jam 2.
We can talk about this later because we've got to get to Ronnie, but here it is. And I don't know if this is in order or not, but here's how it's presented. Number one, Goodfellas.
Yep.
Surprising to me.
Not surprising.
But I love that movie.
He looked up best movies of all time and repeated them. Probably. He's a robot.
Number two, Coming to America.
That's a good one.
Number three, Gladiator.
Right, yep. Right in line. What are you supposed to say?
Good one, Jimmy. And number four, Godfather Part 1 and 2.
He going to fudge the rules like he falls in the crowd every time he does.
Fudge the rules. He says they have to be together. He says they have to be together and they count as
one. Two is better than one, and they don't. You don't have to watch them together. You genuinely don't.
He's got Godfather 1 and 2. Ronde Gadsden will join us in the next segment. Ronde Gadsden, we'll revisit this. Remind me to revisit that and Crowder buying shots for everyone in Farrell, Pennsylvania. We have to talk about that later on in today's program. Ronde Gadsden is going to join us in a moment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He, of course, played receiver for the Dolphins for many seasons. He's our friend. His son will debut for the Chargers Friday night. I mean, we'll all be watching. How are you going to watch? I want to talk Dolphins with you, but how are you going to watch your son Friday night?
Same way I watch all the games, at home in front of the TV.
Are you, like, special food, though? What are you bringing in? Are you, like, regular night food?
Have the same thing. I have a Philly cheese steak. Cut in half, some Mad Dog, and a glass of water. I'll be right here. Peaches and cream Mad Dog, and I'll be right in front of the TV.
Some Mad Dog 2020?
Yes, sir. A Philly cheesesteak and Mad Dog? I have never heard of that combo in my life.
Yes, sir. I get to yell at my own TV, you know what I mean, tell them where he should have been. They should have hit him. But, you know, that was Trey Lance I was yelling at. That was Taylor Heineken. But now it's Justin Herbert, so it should be a little different.
Yeah. Where do you get the cheesesteak from?
I get it from this place. It's a steak bomb. It's a little place over there on 44th and University. Pretty good.
Wow,
they wrap
that
it in aluminum
OG.
Foil and you get home. Ish.
Wow.
Really good.
Wow.
Solana loves a steak bomb. Where do you get your steak bomb?
Hungry Bear Subs in Miami in Kendall. Yeah. Love that, OG.
OG, are you, as the stakes get higher, I would say, does it change? Because you coach OG in high school. Then you watch him at Syracuse be a monster. Now he's with the big boys. Does the approach to the game or the way you watch it change?
Not really. I think, it's just like everything else. I think you go as the quarterback goes, you know what I mean? There was a few times in preseason, I was like, yo, he right there, he open. That's how the play's supposed to work. And you didn't throw it to him. Like, what's the deal? Trey Lance, you check down. I feel like I'm running the comeback. And Jay Felix throws the Rob Conrad. No, that's not supposed to happen. You're supposed to throw the comeback. But, you know, it's the same thing, I think. Quarterback's better. I think the offense, you know, the concept, they run it too tight. You know, they're going to run the ball and, you know, hopefully play action gets them a little, you know, more separation. And, you know, that's the concept. And, you know, they're playing the Chiefs the first game. Do I expect them to get a lot of action? I don't know. It's a division game. It's pretty big. You know, like when they play the Dolphins, I expect a little bit more action. You know, it's not this AFC game, but it's not, you know, division, you know, but the Chiefs, you know, going to be pretty nip and tuck.
Hey, OG, I'm all with you with the steak bomb, and I like the tradition, but the game's in Brazil. Like, shouldn't you be firing up a little picanha or a little pan de queijo? Like, shouldn't you get in the mood, the Brazilian mood, the Sao Paulo mood, since your son's down there?
Yeah, you know, listen, I had everything booked. I had the flight booked. I had the hotel booked. You know, I went and got my global entry. I was ready to go. And then, you know, I called Aronde, like, look, come to the game. Need ticket. He like, we don't get no tickets. You got to call the people. And so I call up the office, you know, boom. Hey, Chargers, I'm coming to the game. I want to pass to the tailgate party. I want to pass to the, you know, to the game. I need a ticket to the game. And the man, the senior player personnel development guy, he was like, look, don't go. I'm telling you personally, don't go. It's the hotels is 45 minutes away from the airport. The stadium is 90 minutes away from the hotel, and it's not our game. We can't cover anything. It's an NFL game. You're on your own. You ain't going to see your kid because we got them all on lockdown. And the worst part is when we leave the game right after it's over, we get through customs in an hour and a half. It may take you 3 hours to get back through customs.
Right.
It's like, all righty then. Call up Delta, say, let me get some e-credit, some points, some something. And so kind of got me away from the Brazil situation. Yeah, there, Salama.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but there's 22 million people in the city. 22 million people in the city. That's three times New York. So they was like, yo, you're on your own.
Yeah, I'm with that. You're better off. Take those e-credits. You turn them right into a steak bomb and some Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. Who doesn't have a good glass of Mad Dog? Cold ice in it? Let's go.
That. All right, let's talk Dolphins, Aronde. I asked this of Crowder and Solana last week, but I'll ask you. How do you think the Dolphins game plays out Sunday in Indianapolis? Do you think there's a offensive display? Mike McDaniel shows you again why he was so coveted. Tua throws for over 300 yards. Tyreek has 9 grabs. Or are you expecting more of a grind, low scoring? Just, you know, and again, we're all guessing here, but how do you expect Sunday plays out?
I expect the defense to make some big plays. You know, I think our defense will be a little better. I don't want to say it than last year, but I think better than people expect. And against Daniel Jones, we should show up, especially if all, you know, if our defensive ends play the way they're supposed to, because you're going to need a you know, you're going to need some pressure to help out the back end. You know, I know you like Jack Jones and Storm Duck, but you know, they're going to need some help.
They're going to
need
some help.
No, absolutely not. but they're going to need some help.
I bet them. I bet a parlay. Aronde, I bet a parlay. Oh, Jack Jones and Storm Duck to both have pick sixes Sunday. $5, pay me $12,000.
Sunday? Like, not the Sunday. Year, not 18 games.
No, Sunday?
Both of them Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah.
What'd that pay? Like $1.7 million on $5?
No. $5, $12,000. $5 paid $12,000.
Hey, man, that's undervalued. They should be in the millions, because, man, if that happened, holy smokes. Somebody, the ball's got magnets. It's the whole conspiracy theory is in effect if that happens, you know. Totally. Daniel Jones is definitely on the take. He needs to be like old boy's brother in basketball. You need to be straight up right now. We investigating you right now.
And OG, we talked about it earlier where what was it, Pro Football Talk ranked the Dolphins number 29 of 32. Why are they so disrespected? And do you believe they should be that low on that list?
I don't think they should be that low. You know, 20s, late 20s, early 20s, probably. But I think it's because of all of, you know, ran amok. I think that what we have going on, you know, as I know, the locker room is a big deal. And when your locker room's in disarray, you know, it makes the whole thing bad. That's why you want to keep everything, you know, in-house and handle it, you know, the way it's supposed to be handled. And especially as your coach, I think the biggest slap in the face was the, you know, players come late and players, you know, last year when they were just coming late and didn't care. I think that's, you know, that's directly positioned on the coach. And if he can't hold everything in the road, you know, it goes downhill from there. And like, you know, you're going to have the little Jerry Jones thing, players want money, they're going to get traded, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it's just not happening like that. Mike Tomlin, they ain't going to never just say players was coming late and not doing what they're quitting on. Nah, that's not going to happen. You know, that's just not happening. You know, we can lose some games, players can be mad, and we can get rid of them. But stuff like that is not happening. So everything's unraveling. And you don't want to hear that in the locker room because then the – you know, it's the internet type thing. You know, anonymous source says, like, who said it? Who said it? You know, it's 53 and us in here. Who said it? You know, and, you know, you don't want it to become that situation. But I think that weighs heavy on, you know, media and everyone else. And so you get a 29th ranking, you know, and the only way you debunk that is, you know, win some games. And that's going to be tough because the variables are always there. You know, if Tua stays healthy, if, you know, Sanders come back and kicks a lot of field goals, if Mike McDaniel stays the quarterback, you know, those things weigh on the rankings, and that's how you get a 29th ranking. And so, you know, now if we win this game, I don't think we'll be excited as the UM fans are right now, but, you know, we'll have some more hope, you know, than we did today. So.
OG, to that point, though, you know, like all the stuff going on in the locker room and the noise with Tyreek Hill, do you think because Tyreek Hill quit on the team last year, and we all know, like, I think you've said it, if things don't start great, like, what's his reaction going to be? Do you think Mike McDaniel almost feels a responsibility to get Tyreek Hill involved early, week one, week two, week three, get him the ball, get him as involved as possible in the offense, A, because he's your best player, but B, just to keep his morale high, to keep, you know, probably the most polarizing player in that locker room coming off the most polarizing situation the Dolphins have had in some time, to keep him engaged?
You know, I think he, you know, he has a duty to keep himself engaged. You know, I think, you know, we all know as players, we, you know, ego gets us there. You know, you're alpha male. But I think for him, you know, not all the stuff off the field, because it's always all the stuff off the field that adds into it. But for him to go from being the number one player in the NFL to drop to like 50, that's brutal. That's brutal on your ego. That's brutal on your psyche. Like, yo, what's the deal? And so he would want to play good, you know, for himself first, for the team second, you know. And I don't think you want to force the ball to him, because that's when, you know, that's when things happen. I don't want to say bad things, but that's when things you don't count on happen, you know what I mean? They want Tua just to start throwing him the ball. He double covered and triple covered, you know, don't force him the ball, but he should want to do things, you know, he should want to block more. He should want to, you know, catch the ball and turn and score. You know, I'm not saying that he doesn't. I'm just saying, you know, he has a responsibility to us, one as the fans, and two, to himself to get it done. So I think he'll, you know, he'll come to play. I don't think any ill from that will happen. But, you know, this is the first game. You know, we get the game, you know, we get the game 12, 13, then, you know, then we look out for it. We look out for, you know, uh-oh, it's creeping in. You can see his body language not looking good. You know what I mean? So, you know, it plays into Tua, too. You know, Tua has to know when to get him the ball and when to make the checks. You know, it's not all on Mike McDaniel to make that happen. I mean, Tua has to make it happen too. You know, he get a lot of money too, so can't leave him out. They all, you know, they all connected, you know, Tua, Tyreek, and Mike, they all three-headed monsters. So one go down, they all going down.
Real quick, Aranda, because we're out of time, but BetMGM did a list, best wide receiver in each NFL franchise's history. And I haven't told Crowder, Solana, or Jimmy this. You want to guess who, according to BetMGM, is the best wide receiver in the history of the Miami Dolphins?
Best wide receiver. I'm going to go, if it's not one of the Marks, but probably OJ or Paul Warfield, one of the two.
I was going to go Warfield.
Solana?
Greg Camarillo.
He did change the whole situation, because that was about to be an over season. He didn't catch that.
I was on the team, fellas. Let's take it easy.
Biggest touchdown in Dolphins history.
We're not telling on truths. We were there. We watched it happen. We all cheered at the TV. We all jumped and was like, yes.
We all teared up.
Yes, sir.
They've got one of the Marx brothers, Mark Duper, as the greatest wide receiver in Dolphins history.
Duper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nobody's gonna be mad at that. If you pick either one of the Marx brothers, nobody's gonna be mad at that. You know, Dan did throw the ball, you know, at the end. You know, listen, it's what it is. No, nobody's gonna be mad at that.
Chiefs? Obviously, want to guess who the greatest wide receiver is in Chiefs history?
Tony Gonzalez.
He was a tight end, no?
Was he?
Yeah. I mean, you thought he was a receiver when he was blazing by you.
Tamrick Vanover?
What? Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in Chiefs history.
Wow.
No way. Oh, MGM. Whoa. I got to go back. Who was the wide receiver for Lynn Dawson? Didn't they have some good wide receivers there? They were in three-point stands back then. Mm-hmm.
Who was it for Lynn Dawson?
Because, I mean, Lynn Dawson is like, you know, on the, you know, second behind Patrick Mahomes. Now he's like, Lynn Dawson. Was he running it, catching it?
How about the Cowboys? I want to guess who they have listed as the best receiver in Cowboys history.
Oh, Irvin.
Yeah, I'm going Irvin. Drew Pearson or Michael Irvin is an 88. Man.
Yeah, that's Michael Irvin. I made a Drew Pearson reference on the Stugatz show the other day. Nobody knew what I was talking about, OG.
What? Come on, Drew Pearson, 88. That's the first 88.
Drew Pearson.
What about
Danny White?
Is it Amar Rashad for the Vikings? Who is it? Randy Moss?
Moss. Chris Carter?
Yeah, Moss.
What about the Carolina
Panthers? New England Patriots?
Hussein Muhammad?
Guess the New England Patriots. Guess New England Patriots.
Randy Moss again.
It is not.
What's the boy that won the Super Bowl MVP? Him.
A little bitty white dude.
It is a little bitty white dude.
Not Wes Welker.
Edelman.
Wes Welker. No, Welker.
What?
So Wes Welker is better than Randy Moss?
Better Patriots career than Randy Moss.
Randy Moss had 28
better
touchdowns.
Better than Edelman, who's the Super Bowl MVP?
Who was the other team you asked? The Panthers?
Yeah. Steve Smith?
Steve Smith.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
It couldn't be Masin Muhammad? Gotta be Jamar Chase at the big. Chris Collinsworth?
No, Ocho
Jamar
Cinco.
Jamar Chase.
Ocho Cinco. Chad Johnson, yeah.
But Jamar Chase is better than Ocho Cinco, but he hadn't played long enough.
He hasn't played long enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, we gotta let you go.
What's that prerequisite? What was the games played need to be played?
I don't know. It's just each NFL team's best wide receiver
was saying Randy Moss,
history.
But he played one season, two seasons, maybe like.
It's gotta be for that particular team. Like, because that's why I'm guessing Duper played for a long time, right? Arguably, there's been better receivers, but he played. Yeah. For a long time. You want to guess? How about the Chicago Bears?
Willie Gault.
Oh, did I love Willie Gault, man. You make me smile. It is not Willie Gault, but man, did I love Willie Gault.
The Bears.
Wes Welker.
Curtis Conway.
Curtis Conway, another great name. Where'd he go? UCLA?
Oh, gee.
Oh my God, man! When I was growing up, James Scott and Ricky Watts were the two receivers. Holy mackerel! Back when I was a kid, it was Bob Evelini, and then Vince
y'all
went
winning no games with Bob Evelini.
It was Bob Evelini handing off to Walter Payton three times in a row, and then punting from Bob Parsons.
Bob Parsons would run out after three games with. with three cheese tortellini, tricolor tortellini.
Bob Evelini, we used to call him Slow-Mo Bob. Slow-Mo Bob.
Jesus Christ.
Bears' best receiver of all time, they have Alshon Jeffrey.
No way.
Really? How about that? That doesn't make sense to me, because how long did he play in Chicago? Anyway, we're way over time. I got to let you go. See you, Rondé. Good luck.
All right. Do the Eagles. I'll listen.
All right, fair enough. I'll do that in the next segment.
Later.
There you go. Rondé Gadsden.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.